Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. My inner nerd went crazy happy a few weeks ago when I read an exciting announcement in the press. Linguists at Tumen State University discovered a new conjunction in the Russian language. Woo-hoo! Crack open that bottle of champagne. As you might imagine, there wasn't a word being used that no one had ever heard or noticed before. But linguists studied usage of the phrase «смысле» in the sense of, and realized that it is now used as a conjunction that means «that is». That is, it's used to set up a clarification. As one wit commented on the site under the announcement, «Lingvistam respect». В смысле уважения. Respect to the linguists, that is, my esteem. Now, you might not be as thrilled by this as I am, but you might be pleased to spend a bit of time with this very useful little phrase. First of all, if you don't understand what someone said, this phrase is your new best friend. You can use it alone. For example, someone says, «Это как с кошкой». It's like with a cat. Okay, you got the words, but you have no idea what they're talking about. So you ask, «Смысле?» In what sense? Of course, the answer might not help much. «Когда сидишь в кресле, всегда хочется, чтобы она прыгнула тебе на колени». When you're sitting in an armchair, you always want it to jump up on your lap. But sometimes the question, «Смысле?» gets you the answer you need. Он нечестный. He's not honest. Смысле? What do you mean? Он не сказал мне всю правду об одной сделке. He didn't tell me the whole truth about a deal. You can also use this phrase to get clarification. For example, you're chatting up a nice doctor.
Насколько опасна ваша профессия?
How dangerous is your job? The doc replies, В смысле заражения?
Наверное, из всех врачей-специалистов венерологи меньше всех болеют.
In the sense of catching something. Oh, venereal disease doctors probably get less sick than any other medical specialists. See, the night is now full of options. And then, if you're not asking the questions but answering them, you can shove an adjective in between the two words that make up this phrase to provide an instant clarification. Let's say we're still talking about that business associate who isn't quite on the up and up. Your friend wants to know more.
Он что, действительно преступник?
What is he? A real crook? You say,
может быть, не в юридическом смысле, но я ему не доверяю.
Maybe not in the legal sense. But I don't trust him. Words and phrases can be understood narrowly or broadly, although sometimes you have to know the subject before either one of them makes any sense.
Исследователями описаны два явления, обозначаемые как этническое самосознание в узком смысле и этническое самосознание в широком смысле.
Researchers describe two phenomena, designated as ethnic self-awareness in the narrow sense and ethnic self-awareness in the broad sense.
Okay, got that.
In other cases, you require less specialized knowledge to understand something, at least in the narrow sense.
История в узком смысле слова есть наука о человеческом прошлом.
In the narrow sense of the word, history is the study of the human past. Or you can use another couple of adjectives to do the opposite. Instead of clarifying, they let you hem and haw and hedge. Add некоторые, some, or определенные, certain, to your sense. For example, when you're fighting with your significant other, and you realize that you are wrong, but you aren't quite ready to admit it. You can say this.
В некотором смысле ты прав.
In some sense, you're right. Or if your significant other is right in some ways, but definitely not right in others, you can say this.
В определенном смысле ты прав, но не во всем.
In a certain sense, you're right, but not about everything.
There are ways to be adamant with adjectives and sense. В полном смысле этого слова, in the full sense of that word, is a great thing to exclaim when you're feeling categorical. На сегодняшний день она единственная оперная дива в мире в полном смысле этого слова. Today she's the world's only true opera diva in the full sense of that word. And there are ways to be very specific, в прямом смысле этого слова, in the literal sense of this word. На привалах после длительного перехода мы в прямом смысле валились на землю от усталости. In the campsites after a long hike, we were so exhausted we literally fell on the ground. And there are ways to be specific and figurative. В буквальном смысле и в переносном смысле совесть не дает спать нашей душе. Both literally and figuratively, our conscience doesn't let our soul sleep. But sometimes it's not the real thing. Нет, конечно, никакой веры в настоящем смысле тут не пахло. No, of course not. There wasn't any faith in the true sense of the word. Ну как? Вам понравилось в прямом смысле этого слова? And if you did like this podcast, please consider hitting the yellow button at the top right corner of our website. This lets you make a contribution to the Moscow Times, which will ensure that you'll continue to have access to great articles, photo essays, and films, bringing you the news, opinion, culture, business, and Veliki Mogutchi Ruski Yazyk from Russia every day. And it will keep me in dictionaries. So hit that button today. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока! Keep changing the way I say that. Well, anyway, whichever one you like. Thank you.